How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a minister whose ministry was a oneness with his wife, both of whom were called. I'd like to be remembered as a minister through whom the Holy Spirit flowed without any blockage. I'd like to be remembered as a minister who taught people and stirred their minds until the Holy Spirit watered them. A minister who identified with people when they were hurting so much that the body of Christ and the love chapter was at work in the congregation during that time. I'd like to be remembered as a minister who was willing to do things uniquely as God gave him and his wife dreams of doing so that lay people could find their ministry. First sermon I preached was, he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the laity for their ministry until we grew up in the unity and the oneness of the body of Jesus Christ.
Let me just say one member here. While I always enjoyed your Sunday morning sermons, because I'm a production-oriented person, I appreciated the fact it came off this way. I think it had to start with you, that hour was production. It just clicked. It clicked. It clicked. Sorry. It clicked. It clicked. There wasn't any dead time. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me when there is.
Yes, me too.
And there are a lot of ministers who don't seem to feel the urge or the need for that to happen. That they don't mind it. But it was pronto, 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 pronto. Yes. And I'm sure when it didn't sometime, you had words about it later. Is that true?
I did. And I appreciate them. They're very loving. And they were fine Monday afternoon. We were usually working on the outline that morning. And then Monday afternoon, I'd agree with her, and she might have changed part of it. But I couldn't tell. I didn't type that sermon during that time. And you know, when you have spiritual worship, as I said earlier, and it's ebbing and flowing, people rest spiritually. You can't stay high all the time.
Right.
And the minister needs to start out, needs to ebb and flow, and you need to end on the high.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make people think. I wanted to make people want to love each other. I wanted to make people weep tears. Henry Ward Beecher said, gather the dew of the congregation, let God send the rain, and the dew is in their eyeballs. It's amazing. When you stand before a congregation, God gives you a brain better than you have. I could remember where most people sat. I could remember people, faces that fed me and gave me the dew back. I could say to 10 or 12 people, when they left, I could tell them where they were seated, you know. My son now is mentoring a woman who was there one Sunday morning, and they sat down near the front. When they came by to speak to him after the service, I said to her husband, when are you going to go to work and support your wife when she becomes a minister? I had no right to say that, but I knew that.
Hmm.
Now, she's about to become an elder in the Oklahoma.
Yeah, about that.
I know when the congregation is agreeing, disagreeing. I like some disagreement. A little philosophy in me. I don't want the congregation to swallow what I say. I want it to make sense in them.
Let me just ask you one more here.
Okay.
When there was some conflict in the congregation, there has to be in every congregation.
It is.
Did you ever use the pulpit to speak to that problem? Did you ever use a message to speak to some challenge, some disagreements in the congregation?
When I did, it was not in my prepared sermon, except in Coldwater when I preached on the high cost of hate. I was aware of what was going on in the congregation more than I wanted to be. It sometimes, I guess I did so indirectly, but I didn't prepare to confront straight on. I did it one time in First Methodist, I remember. I preached on Nehemiah and the criticism he got when he went back to repair the walls in Jerusalem. And I named the criticism and preached about the criticism primarily in the sermon. There were people in the congregation who felt like I was trying to manipulate them to do whatever the next building project was. I don't know whether it was a city of faith or not.